flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Let me just give you some advice. Don't bother going to this game. And I'll tell you why. It is so expensive. The secondary market is crazy. It's all LeBron. It could be the final time we see him at Madison Square Garden. And maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. But it is so overpriced. So, if you want to watch the Knicks take on the LA Lakers, we have something else that you can do. And that is hang out with this man. CP, the franchise, who does a great job every time the Knicks play. He's got the post-game show on the YouTube. I also listen to the podcast. CP, congratulations on your red hot streak as a Knicks fan. How you doing, man?
Evan, happy Friday. Before I get started, first protocol, Mr. Barber, how are you today, sir?
Fantastic. Good chat with you again.
Go Big Blue.
Most certainly.
Go Big Blue. The house will rise again.
No doubt.
Shout out to Tommy Lugauer in the booth.
Appreciate it.
Salute to Tommy. Okay, Evan, you can proceed.
Now, for the Knicks fan that doesn't want to spend a fortune, I know you have these watch parties, which are very, very cool. One of these days, I'm going to go to one dressed in full Nets gear. Right. I can't wait for that. That'll be after we win the lottery, and I'll show up with my Cooper Flag jersey. But tell me more about this event you're doing tomorrow night, because it is very cool, and there's a little charity component. So tell us more about what's going on, man.
Yes, so we will be at Slate NY. That's 54 West 21st Street for the Knicks versus Lakers. Game, watch party, and fundraiser for the Los Angeles Wildfire Relief. I'm going to be partnering with a fellow Knicks fan and content creator, Ben Lyons. He has ties both in the New York and Los Angeles area. And so, you know, he came to me with the idea to do something good, to give back, and to help those in need who were ravaged by those wildfires. And so all proceeds of the event from the door are going to be going directly to the American Red Cross. And then on top of that, we have a ton of items that will be available for silent auction and raffles. So we have 2 autographed Jalen Brunson jerseys. We have an autographed Josh Hart jersey. We have an autographed Karl Anthony Towns jersey. We have some swag from the WNBA, from the New York Liberty. We also have some gift packages from Eastside Golf. And so, again, all those proceeds will be donated to the charity. And we definitely want to thank the New York Knicks for helping us out in that regard.
Oh, that's a great event. Sounds like you got a lot of things going
awesome.
On, too. And Slate is a great location. I don't know if people have been there or not. I used to do my Thuzio events there and had upstairs and downstairs.
Right, right.
It's a great spot for an event and a party like that because it's so wide open. So, you know, good luck with the event. You know, as you think about this game, though, CP, is Bronny more going to be more interesting than LeBron in this one?
You know what? He might be, but if I'm T.J. Redick, I'm not putting him out there because, as
Why?
Tommy said, these Knicks are dogs. Right? right? They are chomping at the bit at any opponent that's coming in, man. I mean, 136 points in the last three games, five-game winning streak. The defense is ferocious right now. J.J. Redick, there's no time for experimenting and, you know, catering to LeBron's needs. Right. You got to come in here to play because the Knicks are ready.
What do you make? So this team has played outstanding over the last three games. It's a five-game winning streak, but you weren't that outstanding against my crappy team. But yes, you've won five in a row. This team is playing some great basketball. Is it the rest that they were finally able to get? The schedule's been favorable in terms of off days and being at home. Is it just the cohesion of these guys having more time to play together? To you, what has been kind of the biggest factor in this red-hot run the Knicks are on right now?
Yeah, I think you could attribute it to a little bit of everything. I mean, certainly, you know, the 3 days of rest in between beating the Brooklyn Nets and then going into and playing against Sacramento certainly helped. But I think it, by and large, it's been the chemistry, especially on the defensive end, man. Like, you know, in the earlier season, part of the season when these guys were struggling, they would always talk about their lack of chemistry, the lack of communication on the defensive end. And in the bullseye, squarely in the bullseye, was your guy, Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. And he's turned it around. His defense has been remarkable. He's getting up on the screens. He's staying attached to his defender. Karl-Anthony Towns was quoted in the post as saying how their communication on the pick and rolls has improved. You know, normally Tom Thibodeau likes to play Towns in the drop coverage, but now you're seeing Towns playing up on the level a little bit more, and that's kind of impeding the ball handlers from attacking the paint and getting those easy paint scores. And then at the same time, you have OG Anunoby, you have Josh Hart, your wild cards who can go out there and create havoc. And so they're getting out there, they're turning teams over, they're limiting the damage from three. And then offensively, man, look, they can sleepwalk into 120 points. The lineup is that deep.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing right now. They're looking great, man.
Yeah, no, we were talking about this yesterday, CP, and it's like at some point we knew that this defense would struggle early. And it's likely a cohesion and a coordination. You said it, you know, earlier, the communication, but every Tom Thibodeau coach team eventually figures that out, right? And maybe to the detriment physically of them because they play so many minutes to do it. But that's the piece of Tom Thibodeau that we don't give enough credit sometimes. Eventually, those guys are going to get coached to do it right consistently.
Yeah, for the guy that everybody complains about and cries about at some point in the season. I mean, prior to November 28th, they were the 24th ranked defense. Mm-hmm. And after November 28th, they ranked 7th. And I also got to give a lot of credit to the bench. You know, the bench has been playing a lot better. Precious Achiuwa in particular, his versatility, being able to play the 5, being able to play the 4 on the defensive end. And then also offensively, man, he's playing with a lot of confidence. You know, he's posterizing guys out there. And so he looks good. McBride is playing with an edge as well. He's getting his efficiency back. And so those guys are certainly contributing as well.
So speaking of Precious Achiuwa, I'm trying to figure out. Thursday's the trade deadline. It's 3 o'clock. And, you know, every time this time of year, we're talking about, can we add this guy? Can we add that guy? But really it comes down to what can you give up? So Mitchell Robinson has this movable contract, but we don't even know when he's going to be ready to come back. We also don't know how much trade value he has, considering he hasn't played in this long. Mm. Achiuwa is the other guy that you would think on an expiring deal, playing well, would have value. But do you want to trade Precious Achiuwa? Like, to you, when you look at this trade deadline and what you're able to deal, there also aren't a lot of first-round picks you can move. Like, you've got the fake Wizards first-round pick, but right, we know that's not a real thing. Like,
but dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Considering what they're able to move and what's out there, what do you see happening before the deadline on Thursday?
I think the most likely thing that you could see is it's not Precious, it's not Mitchell Robinson, but maybe it's a Jericho Sims, who's making roughly $2 million, and maybe they can get, they need a wing. I believe they need another wing who can go out there and lock a lot of minutes, play physical, play tough, and play gritty. And I think Sims could be the odd man out. With Mitchell Robinson, I mean, the same issues that some see with him coming back here from injury, I can't see why a rival GM would be chomping at the bit to bring him in, unless you're attaching one of the draft picks that they have left. And so for the Knicks, the best outcome for them is to ultimately get him back at some point this year prior to the playoffs, let him ramp up a bit, and then you have a capable rim protector, an excellent offensive rebounder once he gets back into game shape, and that's going to continue to make them dangerous.
The guy I keep hearing about, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, that I don't understand the appeal in, is Jonas Valanciunas. Like, that's the name. I know Ian Begley's reported, like, they have some interest. I don't see that being a great fit for you guys. What's your opinion on that?
I like Valanciunas. He's tough. He can get you some boards. He's a durable guy, but he's not. He doesn't have that defensive grit that this team needs.
Right.
They need a guy that can go in there. I mean, honestly, right now, TD, it's so limited. Right. And as I mentioned with Jericho Sims, a guy making $2 million, it's hard to see what you're going to be able to get in return because the Knicks just don't have that wherewithal to make heavy moves this season. The best bet is to wait until the offseason. They'll have a little bit more cap flexibility where they can go out there and get someone a little bit better. But right now, the way this team is coming together, the best hope is you get a Mitchell Robinson in here. Maybe they can swap Sims for a wing pickup. If not, do they go into the veteran buyout market and bring in a TJ Warren who's playing well with Westchester or Chuma Okeke? Those are the type of guys that you're looking at. So right now, it's the best course is going to be improvement from within.
Yeah, this is not like some kind of sexy trade deadline.
Sounds like the Nets, Evan.
Well, but it's the CBA. Like, they're on that first apron, so they can't bring back more money than they're giving up.
Right.
They don't have a lot of picks to trade. It's not like the end of the world. It's just this. Like, CP's right. It's just this year. Because next year, when you get to the offseason, you got more wiggle room to add talent. And the reality is, you already have a lot of talent. You've already made the big moves. And then you're hoping, and it's a fingers crossed thing, that Mitch could actually stay healthy and give you that rim protection come playoff time. I don't know if I could trust him to be healthy, but it's probably the best course of action as opposed to trading him when his value is as low as it is right now.
Yeah, just a couple minutes is all we're looking for. And, you know, I had my guy Stephon Marbury on the show after the Knicks win over the Nuggets, and he talked about it. He said, hey, don't look for Mitch to be, you know, just Superman as soon as he gets back. It's going to take him a long time to get into game shape, get up to speed, gain chemistry with his teammates. But the Knicks have time. We're in February. Playoffs will start in April. And so hopefully between now and then, he can come back. But I got to ask you one thing, Evan.
Yes.
My guy, Mikal Bridges, man. You know, the Brooklyn Brigade, oh, man, when he was struggling, they were all over Twitter. You guys wasting the picks. They're analyzing everything. They were more concerned about the Knicks than they were about the Nets.
Yeah, the Nets still in the league.
Yes.
So tell me, how does it feel? Because it's quiet. I don't hear much noise coming from you guys anymore.
This is tough for you to understand because I know you're a Yankee fan. So I know that there are a lot of Knicks fans that are also Mets fans. And so maybe they'll understand this. We are now in a world in which the only thing we're rooting for is for you to lose, is for your ultimate demise.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
Well, no, they're going to win a championship?
I thought you meant lose so that your picks are more
valuable. No, forget the picks. This year's pick is late 20s. We just have to deal with that. I'm talking about in general where we are is just rooting for failures. If we're being real about the Bridges thing, it is going to take, if you guys win an NBA title, it's worth every pick. That's, it's all.
Absolutely.
For us, it's about the middle schooler that may be drafted with a high Nick pick because they're struggling in 2031. You know what I mean? But you have to understand we're a bitter, sad fan base. So, of course, we're just going to root for your failures. You know what I'm curious about, though? And I want you to give me a preview.
Yeah.
So, I have watched you guys even when you win. I always say I only watch Knicks fan TV when they lose because I like to drink the tears. But obviously, sometimes after wins, I think you guys do a great job. I'll watch anyway. Not often, but I'll watch anyway. If you win an NBA championship, right, you beat the Thunder. Like, it's over. It's party central. What are you going to do on Knicks fan TV that night? Are you going to cry? Are you going to run? Like, that's because I'm looking at you. It feels like I know you so well because I listen to you a lot. I want to know, get me into the brain of CP. If by some miracle this franchise wins an NBA championship, what am I seeing and hearing on Knicks fan TV that night?
Well, most likely I'll be live streaming from Central Booking because I'll be in the building first and foremost, and then I'll be on the marquee. And so once they take me down for, you know, disturbing the peace, I'll have to figure out a way to, you know, find an Ethernet cord from Central Booking and then do the show from there. So I'll be at the Garden and then I'll make my way onto Knicks Fan TV at some point. But, you know, this town is going to be on fire when that happens. Not an if, it's when.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We shall see.
Confidence.
Now, again, for anyone who wants to check this event out, because it's awesome. It's a fun way to watch the game tomorrow night against the Lakers. It's also for charity. Tell us again what you're doing tomorrow night.
Yes, 54 West 21st Street will be at Slate NY. Doors will open at 7 p.m. This will be a charity event for the Los Angeles wildfire victims, hosted by myself and Ben Lyons. Tina Servacio from Fox 5 will also be there. And we will have silent auction and raffled items available between two Jalen Brunson autographed jerseys, an autographed Josh Hart jersey, an autographed signed basketball from Karl Anthony Towns. We also have gift packages from the WNBA, the New York Liberty, as well as Eastside Golf. So it'll be a great time. We will have the game audio over the loudspeakers, and then we will have music by DJ Eric L. Beats. So a good time to be had by all. You can get tickets at kftvwatch.com or KnicksFanTV.com. And also, I would, as always, extend an invitation to my guy, Mr. Barber. Tommy, you're always invited. Evan, I don't know about you. I don't want that juju.
I don't want that juju
on a Saturday night. It's versus Lakers. I'm not ready for you to be there. Yet. We'll let you know when your invitation is ready.
Trust me, you don't want me there, because if God forbid you lose, I'll get my ass kicked. I'll be the guy, you know, having a good old time. Thank you, CP. Great work, and we appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you, CP.
Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the weekend.
There he is, CP, the franchise.